You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. This was, we got the trade deadline coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Which sport, Sean?
Baseball. Baseball. Professional Major League Baseball trade deadline.
Just checking.
It's coming up. Yep.
It is, but I'll be honest with you. The MLB draft always does just jump up on me.
It's just weird. It's in the middle of the season. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. And I'm vaguely aware of it. And then all of a sudden the talk gets hot and heavy. I'm like, oh, yeah. Let me go look at this list of 2,000 high school kids.
Right. Okay. I don't recognize any of them. Here with Jeff Luhnow on the Crush City podcast. Really good interview. We'll have some audio here in this segment a little later in the show as well. I'm talking about the trade deadline and the perspective you have to have on your team when you go into the trade deadline.
That's the year where really, even though you said we were buyers from 2015 on, 2016,
right?
We were sellers, and the Fields for Alvarez turned out to be one of the best investments we ever made, giving up a proven reliever for a young man. But I think that's the key, is to understand what you think your chances are. And also in 2017, it wasn't so much, are we going to make the playoffs or not? It was, are we going to win the World Series? And that, I mean, it was pretty clear to me we had a World Series caliber team. And so every move we looked at it in the context of how much will that player improve our chances of winning a World Series.
Right. And eventually they traded for Verlander, and the rest is history. We'll hear about that in just a minute.
Yeah, that part's fascinating because they get into the – baseball's really interesting because they get into the financial impact of a player and, like, the financial impact of Verlander compared to the financial – plus the financial impact of winning a World Series. You can justify a guy's salary if you win a World Series. It's really interesting. It's a dead opposite of how any NFL GM would talk about it. NFL GMs try to care, like, act like they don't care at all about the money the organization is making or anything.
Yeah.
The timing of everything is really interesting because he alluded to it a couple times. This time of year, you know, on July 1st, you've identified players that you'd like. The problem is every other team has identified the players they like, but until the dominoes start to fall a little bit, you don't know who's actually going to be available and who, you know, what other teams might want. So that's why there is such a flurry. The last couple of weeks where there's a flurry, it's not just because it's not like people have been negotiating hardcore and finally it goes through. It's a lot of these discussions genuinely don't happen until right around now.
Yep. And all I have to say about that cut is thank God the Astros were sellers in 2016.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Yordan Alvarez wouldn't be a Houston Astro.
Yordan, too. for the way it worked out. You think about it, at the time, the Dodgers were looking at Yordan as a DH, and in the NL, there was no DH. So what good is this guy to us? Who, it would turn out, may have already had two partially torn patellar tendons, so they didn't quite realize how athletic he was. Or I shouldn't say that he was more athletic than they thought he was.
Yeah,
that worked out pretty well.
Worked out good.
At least right up until this season.
All right, two trades that didn't happen for the Astros. This one we actually talked about a few weeks ago. Eric Hosmer, former first baseman for the Royals, has a podcast. He's retired now. And he actually brought this story up first about how back in 2013, Dayton Moore, the GM for the Royals, and Jeff Luhnow, then the GM for the Astros, were talking about trade possibilities. And Luhnow floated the idea of trading Jose Altuve to the Royals for Hosmer. Luhnow really coveted Eric Hosmer at the time. The guys on the Crush City podcast confirmed with Luhnow, did that happen?
He's not lying. Dayton is a very honest, high-integrity guy. We did have a conversation about it. It didn't go very far. At the time, we weren't looking to trade Jose Altuve. We were looking to acquire Eric Hosmer. Mm-hmm. At the time. And, Kansas City was on the rise. And we tried everything. We didn't have a lot of players that would bring you an Eric Hosmer. Right. So at the end of the day, we're like, well, is he going to trade him or not? Let's just throw our best guy out there, our best young guy, and see if he'll even react. It was not an official trade offer. It was one of those, hey, would you consider it? And it was a very short conversation, so it didn't go anywhere. But also, yeah, we all have to remember Jose Altuve at that time was not what Jose Altuve became. And obviously, we had a lot of confidence in him. We re-signed him to two extensions while I was there. He's been the franchise player ever since.
They didn't bite on it, and Jose Altuve turned out even better. Than whatever Jeff Luhnow's best vision of Jose Altuve was in 2013, when he spitballed that idea to Dayton Moore of the Kansas City Royals, Jose Altuve has turned out to be, I would guess, even far better than what the best case scenario was back then.
I mean, if you go into also, 2011 through 2013, Altuve was an intriguing prospect, but a below average Major League Baseball player. Had good batting average, but OPS plus of 81, then a 101, then an 89. Like two of those three seasons, he was below average, and he's 5'6",
yeah,
or less, yep, whatever he actually is.
Yeah.
It's that's one I think for both of those GMs to kind of flush it away and be like, well, yeah, it wasn't the dumbest thing in the world. In hindsight, sure, it looks dumb that A, Luhnow was even trying to discuss trading him, or that B, that they might trade for him. It's just, it made sense at the time.
Yeah, it did. I don't even know that Kansas City, even though Altuve's career is going to turn out to be a Hall of Fame career, and Hosmer just turned out to be a really good player for a number of years. Kansas City won a World Series in 2015.
Yeah.
I mean, Kansas City doesn't win a lot of World Series. I would guess that they're okay with not making that trade, because who knows the world, the butterfly effect of that. Maybe you don't end up winning the World Series in 2015 if you make that trade. Hosmer was a big part of those teams that went on to win big in that middle part of the 2010s there. The other big trade that didn't happen, and this has been rumored and talked about for a long time, this isn't one where it got unearthed. The Astros had a trade lined up to get Bryce Harper in 2018 at the trade deadline. Harper was in the last year of his deal with the Nationals. It would have been a true rental. There was no extension for Bryce Harper coming with this trade at the trade deadline. But Luhnow confirmed that the Bryce Harper deal was done, all but done, in 2018 until Washington ownership scuttled it.
It was done. The players were agreed to. The only thing left was ownership approval. And the ownership said no, even though they had kind of pre-cleared the deal. So that was that was huge, and that would have changed a lot of stuff, for sure. It would have been in the Justin Verlander category of, players that all had value that they appreciated, but didn't end up hurting the Astros had they gone. So that would have been nice, and that would have been, the day we thought we got him, I called AJ, and he's like, the Christmas in July, this is the most amazing thing I can even imagine.
Can you imagine thinking you're getting Bryce Harper in 2018 and then it falls through?
Well, and in some of these trades that fall through, like you said with the Hosmer one, it's trading a Hader for Fires, all of those things. You're looking at the ones that got away or what might have been. This one, the Harper trade was going to be, what was it? Is Abraham Toro, Josh James, JB Bukauskas, Kent Emanuel,
and Randy Caesar.
Randy Caesar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a pretty damn good trade.
I mean, Toro's the only one still left bumping around the major leagues, and he's a utility guy on the Red Sox.
We would have lost the iconic where the bleep is Toro
moment.
We would
have lost that.
But yes, other than that, I could deal with losing Abraham Toro in that moment for getting Bryce Harper in. They brought up with the fact that Harper had 2 years left on his contract at that point.
No, he had 2 months left on his contract.
It was 2 months. Yeah. Oh, it was 2 months.
Yeah, it would have been a true rental.
For some reason, oh, good. Thank you. I thought it was 2 years left. Yeah, mm-mm. So it was a rental. Yeah. And would the Astros have gone full bore into that and doing an extension that definitely would have been outside of their comfort zone before since?
They asked him about that on the podcast. Do you think you guys would have been in on the Harper sweepstakes? And Luno, he didn't say no. Because I don't think he'll ever say definitely no on anything. Like he views everything as a possibility. He intimated that if they had won a World Series with Harper, that might have been something that would have pushed Crane to think about going against his norm when it came to long-term deals.
I honestly, given what they were giving up to, I mean, just that's a great trade. And who cares whether they extend him or get him a new contract or not?
Yeah.
Like who cares?
Yeah.
That's a great trade.
That's a great rental.
That
is a great rental. That would have been amazing.
That's the exact opposite of trading away Cam Smith for Kyle Tucker.
Yes.
You know, like that's just a no. You haven't given up anybody that's a potential future All-Star.
Nothing. Especially in hindsight now to look at that.
Right, with hindsight.
Yeah. It would have been interesting. Like where that team, you know, I went back and looked at that 2018 Astros. See, they won 103 games. They're obviously stacked. My guess is, your outfield was... Springer was in center field. You had Josh Reddick in right field. You had Marwin. So I guess Marwin just settles heavily into his utility role, and you throw Hart. You know, you rejigger the outfield to accommodate Bryce Harper at that point. You got the DH available. Your DH was Evan Gattis that year, who was barely above a zero wins above replacement. So maybe you just park. You know, you just shuffle guys into the DH spot. You'd have found a spot for Bryce Harper. Is I guess my point there. I don't know that wins them the World Series that year. That was a banged-up Astros team going into the playoffs in 2018. That was the year Altuve got knee surgery right after the season was over.
Yeah.
Bregman was kind of banged up, and the Red Sox were just like a team of destiny that year. The Red Sox were so good that year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so those are the trades that didn't happen. Let's skip down to Verlander here, Ben. Let's skip down to number 8. Why the Justin Verlander trade, which got done with like 10 seconds left on the clock, on August 31st, back when there were two trade deadlines, why the Verlander trade made sense?
With the Verlander situation, it really came down to what's the additional amount probability that we're going to win the World Series. And no one player in all of baseball increased our chances more than bringing in Justin Verlander at that point in time because of what he did, knowing he was going to pitch probably three times in a seven-game series, knowing he was going to probably help us get home field advantage. Those two factors were huge. And it meaningfully changed. I mean, a 1% chance increase of winning the World Series is worth millions. It's and especially for a franchise that had never won a World Series, because then it propagates in branding and all kinds of other things that it's hard to value in a spreadsheet. But that's really the way we presented it.
If you view the Verlander trade as the thing that put them over the top. Win that 2017 World Series, which I do. I think that was the difference. He was 5-0 down the stretch for them. His ERA was under 2, I think. He was a lot like Randy Johnson when they got Randy Johnson back in 98. Just lights out. MVP of the ALCS. They win the World Series in 7. I got to imagine that the financial component of that decision, Seth, was a complete home run.
Well, I remember Luno talking about it at the time. It was really interesting because you just don't hear this. You don't hear football GMs talk this way. But they talked about just the ticket. What the hell? Sorry, my phone wasn't on silent. Just the boost in ticket sales on a night that Verlander pitches, all of that, they factor into it, that they can nail down a lot more specifically in baseball than you can otherwise. It's really fascinating. And I think probably, I don't know if that's the standard around baseball as much as it would have been when Luno was checking, looking at all dynamics of a trade. But a pitcher like Verlander, you get extra, however many thousands of dollars in ticket sales, which leads to concessions. And then he talks about the branding and people buying jerseys from the team store. He didn't mention the team store, but all of that, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I'm guessing a lot of baseball teams look at it through that prism. I'm guessing very few GMs openly talk about it like Luno did. I think part of the reason why football GMs don't talk about it is none of those teams have an attendance problem or a ratings problem.
The revenue sharing and everything in football changes a lot of all of that. That's why it makes it more, that's why you don't have to be a super rich franchise to win a Super Bowl.
That's exactly right.
The way you do it in baseball. It makes it a lot easier in baseball.
Yep. The guys asked him, again, this is Jeff Luno on the Crush City podcast. Really good conversation. As we're going through trades that some were made, some were not made. One that was made was the Zach Greinke trade. This actually came up when Jeff Luno was asked how hands-on was Jim Crane as an owner.
The trade that he probably got most involved in sort of emotionally was the Greinke trade. Because we were on the fence about the Greinke trade. And there were other options that we were considering. But Jim did seem to want that player on our team and wanted the sort of sex appeal of Greinke and all of that. Would we have made the trade without Jim's pushing us? I don't know the answer to that, to be honest. I mean, I think he was definitely excited about it. And, every time the trade would die, which trades die a lot, and that one died like 4 times in the 24 hours before we did it. He would say, well, what about, if we took on a little more of a salary? And I'd say, well, in that case, sure. we'll make another run at it. So, that was one where he was involved.
I like the way that Luno frames that dynamic. I really liked, because it wasn't Crane saying you must go do this. There were two negotiations going on. There was one going on with the Diamondbacks to make the deal. And then it sounds like, Seth, there was a negotiation going on with Crane as well. Like, Luno said the deal died 4 times. Like, Luno said no to a lot of things, if we're taking him at face value on what he just said there. But he would go back to Crane, and eventually Crane would say, okay, well, I'm willing to do this, this, and this.
And I think the perception at the time in the reporting was that that Greinke was very much that it was Crane pushing for that.
Yes.
That people were wondering whether or not. I think I can remember driving. I was down by the. I was out leaving the Target in League City or in Kima there when the news of this came down, and I turned on the radio, and I remember that hearing about how Crane was really pushing for this.
Yeah.
So him bringing up sex appeal with Greinke was an interesting choice of words. I googled Greinke sex appeal.
Yeah.
And Very few references to it. I have a whole bunch of those where it says missing sex with a cross check.
Oh, okay, okay. You should ask Gemini if Zach Greinke has sex appeal and see what AI says about that. I just remember that happened. God, why was I? Okay, so that trade came down like 2 weeks after you and I started doing the show together. You and I started up in July, middle of July in 2019. Because I remember where I was laying on my couch watching MLB TV at the trade deadline, and I'm thinking, why was I not in the studio for that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Seth and I had just started doing radio together like 10 days before that. The report of that Greinke trade came down after 3 o'clock. Like, the deadline came and went. And I remember being like, all right, well, I guess this is it. I guess, you know, that whatever low-level deals they'd made to tweak the bottom end of the roster, I guess that's it. And then I forget which reporter it was. It was one of the Ken Rosenthals of the world. Just tweets out real quick, because he's probably getting all the details, Greinke to Astros. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, it happened. I mean, the Verlander trade and the Greinke trade both happened at the very, very last second at both of those deadlines.
I have a lot of emotional ties to that Target and Kima. Because that was where I was driving to the Target when I heard about Deshaun Watson.
Injuring
his ACL in 2017. Then I was leaving the Target when I got the positive news of Zach Greinke.
Complicated
shout
Target.
Shout out to the Kima Target.
Yeah, that's a complicated Target for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good, a lot of bad. Mm. So that was
right. I used to run into Jackie Goss, our beloved listener.
Oh,
when I lived down in League City.
Well, that's a good
Kima
day.
A lot.
Hey, you run into Jackie Goss.
I ran into
day.
Jackie Goss at the Target. I ran into Jackie Goss at the Dairy Queen down there.
Yeah,
that's where he and I would catch up.
That sounds about right. Any number of establishments where they serve cold beer, I would say you would be.
Sounds
able to
like
find.
We were like conducting drug transactions or something. Like, I'll meet you in the meet you in the parking lot of the Dairy Queen.
Right? Yeah. Why'd you put air quotes around Dairy Queen when you said that, Seth? Why'd you do that? All right.
It was after when I ran into the Dairy Queen. There's a business next to it. I can't remember which it is. But I was leaving the Dairy Queen parking lot or drive-through line. Very upset because I didn't realize that it was under renovation.
Oh, really?
Those of you guys that live down there, remember the Dairy Queen was shut down for a few months while they were renovating it. I don't know if it's even still there or not.
Okay.
But I just pulled off and waited at the drive-through and wondered why nobody was talking to me.
How long did you wait?
Oh, probably, I don't know, probably 5 minutes. I was probably on my phone or something.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Like, hey, what's going on? Oh, there's no cars in the parking lot. I probably should have noticed that.
We have distractions now. That's true. All right, Jalen Green was at Summer League. Rockets Summer League. Didn't go great this weekend, but Summer League. They went 0-2. Jalen Green was there, though, and he talked about the trade to Phoenix. Is he excited to be a Sun? How did it feel to get the phone call that he was going to be leaving Houston? We'll hear from Jalen Green coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.